Welcome to the Vetiver Vibes podcast. We're your hosts, Nikki, Rachel, and Rhonda, certified clinical aromatherapists coming to you from Ontario, Canada, and on the internet everywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Accentria, a leading online school for aromatherapy. Accentria is your go-to source for clinical aromatherapy certification programs that are recognized by NAHA and the Canadian Federation of Aromatherapists.
If you want to learn more about how to use aromatherapy with kids, check out their website, www.schoolofaccentria.com. We're excited that you've given your time to be here with us, knowing you'll get the best essential oil scoop.
Welcome to this week's episode of Vetiver Vibes. I'm Rachel Dean, and I'm interviewing Nikki Fraser for part three of our four-part series on blending. In this series, we've been going over the difference between acute, chronic, subtle, and perfume blending. This week, part three, we are sharing about how you would blend for subtle aromatherapy. If you haven't listened to part one or two yet, remember to go back and listen to them. So, Nikki, what is subtle aromatherapy?
Hey, everybody. So according to Transformational Arts College, subtle aromatherapy uses the vibrational qualities of essential oils to facilitate the healing of the body's energy field, chakras, psyche, and soul. A subtle aromatherapy treatment could involve bodywork coupled with spiritual healing, energy transfer, and essential oils. This can be used in Reiki cards, like our cards that we do in our Love Essential Oils with Accentria, so oracle style cards, spiritual uses, chakras, energy, universal energy, all of that. So it's really just you're working with the energy around us. Everything is made of energy. The plants have energy. The plants have a lot of energy. And what we're doing is working with the energy from the plants. You know, when you walk into a room and tension is high, it's like you can cut the tension with a knife, right? That is energy, and you can feel it. You can feel energy around us. And what we want to do is we want to bring in the good energy from the plants. We want to bring in good energy from the universe. And so whatever we're putting out, we want to get back. One thing I like to stress, this is not religion. It's not part of any religion. There's nothing like that about it. If you actually start to look at religion, every religion has their own different views on everything. Some people, you know, I don't even know what different religions would refer to different things, but they're bringing in what is around them, right? And that's all this is what this is too. It's just universal energy that is around us and bringing that in. And really focusing on the energy of the plants, though, more specifically, because we're working with essential oils.
That makes sense. We're using essential oils and carrier oils and all those aromatherapy scents. So how do we dilute differently when we're using it for subtle aromatherapy versus our chronic conditions or our acute conditions that we've been chatting about before?
Yeah, so this is where, if you are familiar with Bach flowers or homeopathy, this is going to be very similar. So it can be very similar. And this is where subtle aromatherapy, you can honestly go in many different pathways because there's no one way to do something when it comes to subtle aromatherapy, what you're drawn to, right? We've talked about dousing in the past. Go check out our past episode on dousing for essential oils. And you can use your douser, and it'll pick out the essential oils you want to use. And you can even ask then, you know, how many drops do I need? And it might make you a 3% blend. And that's okay. However, when I like to look at subtle aromatherapy, when I'm working with chakras, when I'm looking at energy healing, as a Reiki master and an energy worker, I look at really the energetic aspect of things, and I go very, very low. So I think, if, as I mentioned, the Bach flowers and homeopathy, when you look at that, the more diluted something is, the stronger it actually is. So when you look at homeopathy, you can get, a 6X, a 30, 200C, or 20C, 200Cs, and it's that 200C that is actually stronger than the 6X, because the 6X has only been diluted six times, whereas the 200 has been diluted I think it's 200 or even more than that. Oh, it's been a while since I've taken my courses and any intro courses in homeopathy. I love to use them, but I'm not well-versed in it. However, but it is, it's the more you dilute it, the energy actually becomes stronger in what you're doing. One thing I really love to do is, or this summer, what I really am hoping to do, I've watched a lot of videos and I follow a lot of people who do energy work with the flowers. And what they like to do is, you know, on a nice sunny day, you go out, you pick your flower petals and, you know, talk to the plants, ask permission before you start harvesting, and don't just harvest everything off the plant, right? Harvest responsibly, take a few petals, put them in a nice glass bowl with water and just let them sit for a day. And then you strain them off and then you have that energy in the water. And then you can use that water for different things. And you have those healing energies in that water, which is absolutely amazing. So I know I haven't given a number yet. I'm getting there. Stick with me. But I just like to explain, especially if someone's new to subtle aromatherapy, because a lot of people haven't necessarily, they don't necessarily grasp it, or they haven't come around to it, or it's nothing or something that may not have heard of. But there is a lot of information out there about, you know, the more dilution when working with energy, then it's actually really, really great because you're getting onto that spiritual level, more energetic level. And so this is where I go very, very, very low, like 0.1. 0.2, 0.3%. I love making blends. So I'll have my master blend of something in its own bottle, and then just using a few drops into whatever I'm making and allowing it really time to sit and marry in together. I mean, you should always let your blend sit with the carrier oils. If you notice, as soon as you blend something and you smell it, and then you come back to it and smell it 24 hours later, this, it might be subtle, but there's often a little bit of a change in the aroma. And that's because the time, with the time, you know, they've had time to marry together, just like cooking. When you're cooking something, you let it put it together and you let it come together and it, yeah. Thank you. I couldn't think of the word marinate. All I'm thinking is like, they just marry together. And I'm like, there's another word, marinate. And really that's what we want to do too. So, but you know, having a 0.5% blend is amazing. I typically don't go more than 1.5 if I'm doing something with like chakra energy, anything like that. And like I said, I've also for myself sometimes have gone as low as 0.1. It really depends on what I'm doing.
All right. So overall, for subtle aromatherapy, generally people are starting even lower than they are for acute or chronic is what I'm hearing.
Yes. Okay. Because you're looking at the energy of the plants themselves.
Okay. So I'm trying to think of like maybe some more examples of how people are using them. So if it's, let's say chakras, what would they use? How would you use it? Like if there's an example so that people can like kind of walk through how that might be actually applied.
Absolutely. So, and this is where, you know, you can make a chakra blend to just help balance your chakra system. And you could have that in a roller bottle, or even if you want to do, or if you know your third eye is blocked, then you can make a roller bottle just to help support the third eye chakra. And you would literally apply it over the third eye. And that's where you would apply it. So if you're not working with the chakra system and you're just doing overall energy, you just feel stagnant in a rut, there's, you know, something is just not going, then I always like to apply it to pulse points. So just behind the ears, your wrists, and a little dot over the heart. Those are typically my go-to spots for just energy, is ears, wrist, and over the heart. Those are some of my favorite spots to apply. But roller bottles are nice and easy. The other thing you can do, and again, this isn't part of dilution, but sprays, room sprays, and then you're inhaling the benefits.
So you're still formulating, really, and these are formulation
absolutely
episodes.
Yes.
So
yes,
you can still make a spray for sure.
So, but it's just the dilutions are different. So, and this is where, you know, room sprays that are amazing to help shift energy, clear energy, any of that type of thing.
Yeah, definitely. I've had a few times where I've used like a spray after like somebody has come to my house and I've been there to like listen and like lend an ear and be like their, you know, someone to talk to. And then, you know, but then when they leave, I'm holding on to all of that. Like I've taken that off, I've taken their load on, but I actually don't want to keep it. So it's like, I found yes. that that's a good way to, use the scents, around me to, you know, spray that. And it just like kind of helps me like release it, take mm-hmm. off, you know, I took their load, but now I'm going to go put that load down on the ground and like yeah. leave it over there yeah. or help flush it out of the house, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. So, release what yeah. isn't serving you. It's so important.
Yeah. 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 So sometimes it's easier to help that with other people than it is when you have your own loads, but yes. It's still nice to try to use them for yourself. I'd say for me, I tend to use subtle aromatherapy probably just for like my own like mental clarity and stuff. So mm-hmm. I probably would fall back to like roller bottles that are either already set up kind of for myself, like with my citrus blends that I love. They might not be quite as low diluted as you mentioned, because they're also being used for like maybe other chronic conditions that continuous, but I find it helps at the same time. And
and that's where, as I said at the very beginning, right, there's no one way when it comes to subtle, because you have such a range of depending on what the aim is. There's really no bad if you, as long as you're staying within the safety guidelines, right? And even if you look at, you know, the 2-5% that we have, you know, again, not necessarily starting at the 5%. You want to go lower, always lower. But you know, when we're working energetically, there's really not a lot of reasons to start at a high percent, unless like, absolutely. If you have a blend that you're using for something physical and in it, you know, that it will help you also energetically, absolutely use a blend. Like, why wouldn't you? It's almost a no brainer at that point. And you're
using don't reinvent the wheel.
Exactly.
That's generally right? The rule. Just don't reinvent the wheel, use what works and keep going. That being said, don't forget to try and use different things too.
Yes.
But you don't have to reinvent the wheel because somebody's already done some of that research and stuff. You might just have to read a book.
Right.
Or a blog post from us or something.
And that's where I find, honestly, subtle aromatherapy gets you out of your head. A lot of times we get stuck in our head and we can't get out of our normal go-to oils. And this is why I love doing the card pulls in our Love Essential Oils with Essentria group on Facebook, because, you know, it's a way to just see something new, see something different, what oil I could use maybe in a blend and see where that brings me. So if you're not part of our group, you can join us. I try and do weekly card pulls from our subtle aromatherapy decks. And I just want to share this story of this one. It was right after I got the deck. It was probably a couple months after I got the Jennifer Jeffries Insight cards. And I kept shuffling them and I don't remember what I was at. I was looking for something. I don't remember exactly what, but I kept getting rosewood and I did not have rosewood. Rosewood was also on the red list. So it's not an oil that I typically would have gotten either. I have found it since then sourced ethically and I was able to get some of it. But at that time I did not have it. Three times I shuffled it, my kids, because they were there, they wanted to help shuffle the deck. I'm like, absolutely, shuffle the deck. Three times in a row, I pulled out the card rosewood. I looked at the deck and I said, I do not have rosewood. Stop showing me rosewood. And I shuffled again and I pulled a card and it gave me sandalwood. And so for me, it's just like there's no way three times in a row after it being shuffled by different people to have picked that same card is just, to me, like that's the power of subtle aromatherapy. It gets you out of your head and it's just like, yeah, This is, you know, something that'll help
you.
I
love how you just told it off. I don't have that.
I did.
I need a different card. Give me a different card. I did.
I'm like, I don't have this. Stop showing it to me. I get it. I'm getting your message 100% loud and clear. I can't follow through with your message. So give me another message, please.
See, if it was me, I just would have been like, I don't have that card, that oil. And I would have taken it out of the package and started shuffling. Yeah.
And that's probably what I should have done. I didn't think of that.
It was a very strong message it was trying to send you though. So
it was.
All right.
It was. The other thing too is look at morphology. So if you've never heard of morphology, we teach about this in our in our clinical course. This is a really, really fun way of blending. So you look at the plant and where does the essential oil come from? So if you need something for grounding, right? Grounding is earth. You need to come back down. You need to, you know, get to the ground. So you're going to look at what comes from the ground. Vetiver, right? That is going to be a great one. Trees, they are rooted into the ground. Yeah, right? So go for your cedarwoods. Go for, right? Anything that is going to be, you know, your pines, anything like that. And those are going to be grounding. And then as we go up the plant, we have flowers, which are, you know, the head. If we go to seeds, they are for fertility. They are for new life. So if you have any issues with your reproductive system, then look for essential oils that are made from seeds like cardamom or coriander or fennel. So if you've never heard of morphology, look that up. Maybe I should do a blog post on morphology. But it's an awesome way to make blends because you're really looking at the plant. Think of it as a person if you want to, almost. And each different part, you know, can help with that part of the person also. So that's one way that I don't use it often enough. But
I'd say that I use it for grounding. Like it's my go-to for grounding. Like if I know that I am like really needing to, you know, get my feet planted again in whatever I'm doing, then I go to those oils every time. I always go to, well, I never go to vetiver.
I know you don't. Personally. It's my go-to and it's your last two.
But I always go to the trees for sure, that like, and just visualize the roots and the grounding and like being rooted. And I always find that helps for sure.
Yeah. And I find that's just the grounding and then the citrus, right? Citrus, you're at the top of the tree, you're flowy, you're up there. And so when we want something that to bring us up, uplift us, we're going for citrus oils because they're at the top.
Which is also what I use a lot of.
Right. So I think those two are the most common ones that are easy to really picture when it comes to morphology. And I think understand and grasp the concept better. So yeah, absolutely. It's, I love the concept of the morphology blending.
Great. Well, this has been a fun episode, Nikki. Is there anything else before we close this one up that you think that we should keep in mind with subtle aromatherapy?
This is where have fun. I mean, I always like to say have fun with your blending, but when it comes to subtle aromatherapy, you can have a lot of fun with it and get out of your normal go-to oils and reach for the ones that you never reach for. And this is the art of blending. You know, it's always, there's a lot of science and there's a lot of art when it comes to blending. Go to your creativity side and have fun.
So subtle for me, just to put this out there for people who maybe aren't connecting with it as much as Nikki does.
It's one of my favorite ways.
It definitely is. There's no question. And that's wonderful. I find myself that I am always like on this line of, it works, so I always do it. I don't get why it works. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't go with like how I feel and a whole bunch of other things, you know, spiritually and all that kind of stuff. It's just like, you know, it doesn't necessarily sit with me the same way as, you know, so I try to keep an open mind myself all the time. And the thing that just drives me crazy is that like, you know, if I do it, an oil comes at me through like those cards or what have you. And it's always the right oil. Whenever like someone like Nikki, you do the card pulls And you read out like a blurb about what that oil and why I should be using that oil. And I'm like, that is exactly what is going on in my head right now, or my brain, or my day, or whatever. So it's something that like, I have this like push and pull fight with constantly. And I'm sharing this just so that people know that, you know, it's, you know, we put it out there and we give everybody like this knowledge and extra information about essential oils and stuff, but it doesn't mean that like we expect everybody to also love everything that we throw out there. No. But
the woo, you know, isn't for everybody.
The woo isn't for everybody. And whenever we do a woo podcast, I laugh because I'm always telling Nikki, like, don't be too woo, don't be too woo.
Embrace the woo.
And I listen to the podcast after she's done this interview, and I always love, like, I always love them. Like, I love the tarot card one. I love, like, it's like, I love the Dowsade one. Like, they were amazing and spot on in so many ways. It's crazy. So anyways, I'm just putting it out there as somebody, just for those people who, you know, this isn't maybe resonating with them the same as, some of like the other sides of aromatherapy, that, you know, that's fine. You don't have to. But sometimes when you play with it, it still is the right thing. You know, just go with it and don't worry too much about it.
Yeah. Kind of thing. Your intuition doesn't usually try to guide you in the wrong direction. Exactly. Sometimes it's just hard to listen to our own intuition.
Exactly.
Sometimes we don't need to question. And I know people who are loved. I love the science. I love the science behind essential oils. But sometimes we just need to stop questioning stuff and just believe, you know, we don't see gravity, but we know gravity exists. So sometimes we just need to know it's working. So I'm just going to use it because I know it's working.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and that's it.
So on those notes, let's wrap this one up today. So thanks very much, Nikki. And it's been a blast. Thank you everybody for tuning in, and we will see you next week on Better Vibes.
Bye.
This episode was brought to you by Essentria, a leading online aromatherapy school. You can join the free introduction to essential oil course at www.schoolofessentria.com.
If you love this episode or you got a lot of value out of it, please make sure you share it with someone in your community who you think will enjoy it too. If you haven't already subscribed or reviewed the show yet, please go over to your preferred streaming platform and hit subscribe, then leave a review. This is the best way to help support us, and we appreciate it. Email us with a screenshot of your review, and you will be entered into our monthly draw for a free mini course.
This podcast is for information purposes only. We are certified clinical aromatherapists and holistic health professionals. If you have a medication concern, please refer to your health team. Everyone's health is unique to themselves, so the topics and suggestions stated may or may not apply to you directly.